Welcome to Who Cares About My Story, the podcast on how sharing your personal brand story can impact your business. We will explore the perks and also the behind-the-scenes challenges of figuring out what to share. I'm your host, Reme Mancera, a personal brand strategist who loves finding the story connectors that illustrate the benefits of what you offer. And by the way, you don't need a Hollywood style for that. In case you ever wonder, remember, your story is relevant and worth telling. Welcome to Who Cares About My Story, the podcast on how sharing your personal brand story can impact your business. This is not your typical episode. Instead of the usual format where I have a conversation with an amazing guest about their experiences, today I am in their seat. My podcast manager, Rian, is interviewing me, so we can talk about what this podcast is all about and why it has this name. Let's do this. Hello. So this is not your typical episode. My podcast manager, Rian, is interviewing me today, so we can talk about what this podcast is all about. Thank you, Rian, for doing this.
Yeah, no problem. I'm excited to be here and help you with the first episode.
Yeah, thank you. So, all yours.
Okay, so let's start with who you are. Do you want to tell us a bit about yourself and what you do?
Sure. So, I am Reme Mancera. I am a personal brand strategist. I work with course creators, coaches, and service providers, especially those who are making some kind of transition in their business. And I guide them to strategically connect their stories with what they sell and the benefits of what they sell, so their audience gets a better understanding of their journey. They can have this context of why they do what they do, and also they will trust them more and appreciate the benefits and the value that this specific offer brings to them. So to me, it's really important, this message of how your story is relevant in three ways. It's relevant for your audience. It's relevant for you to understand also how you bring to this point. And also it's relevant for your business, because there could be other people doing something similar to you and offering similar things. There are no one else with your same journey and with the same life path as you. So that's why I want to convey this message to more people.
Okay, and can you tell me a bit about how you help people?
Sure. So I do one-on-one services with my clients, and I help them to explore their journey and identify their 10 story connectors. The story connector frameworks is a model that I've developed to explain how to strategically choose parts of your story that are connected to the benefits of what you sell, to make it in a way that is strategic, but also easier for you to have like a bridge to highlight the benefits of working with you and the value that you bring. And it's a framework of 10 story connectors that you can use separately or combined.
Yeah, I love that. And I noticed that you're also recording an Instagram Reel series with the story connectors examples. So people should definitely look for that if they want to find out more about what you do. And but now let's talk about the podcast, because that's why we're here. I know you didn't randomly pick the name. So do you want to explain what it means?
Yeah, so the name of the podcast is based on a question that sometimes clients of mine tell me, because they might think that their story is not interesting enough and it doesn't make sense to share it. So they might think themselves like, who will care about my story? Why that makes sense to share it?
Yeah, I can definitely identify with that, like, thinking that your story is not that interesting to share with people. So is that what the podcast will be about?
So the idea of this podcast is first to inspire others about how your story is relevant, is going to inspire your audience, and could be that little push that someone needs to actually take the next step. And also because sometimes people think that they might need an epic story to be interesting to share. And since I am working on personal brand story, it is also about being strategic. And it's about how you share your story in a way that highlights things that are relevant for your audience and relevant in terms of the benefits of working with you. So I want to have a space where we can share the behind the scenes of the process of deciding what to share and what not. And also having a space where I feel that there is a mainstream way of how they are saying how you should run your business. And to me, it's important to create a space where we can see different ways of running a business and different definition of being successful. And that way, maybe people can get inspired to try to do the things in their own way, because I don't believe that there are just one size fits all formula.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And what guests can we expect to come on the show?
Yeah, so I am inviting amazing guests. They are open to share about their own experience in sharing their own personal brand story and explaining the impact that sharing that has had in their businesses and how they have decided what to share and what not. And the concerns around privacy, around who cares about their own story, and all the process. Because when we saw someone sharing their story confidently, we might think that they have been like that from forever. And it's also about learning around their own process on running a business and shaping your messaging, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they are open and generous to bring us to the behind the scenes of their own businesses and sharing that pieces. And something also important to me is to have a space where there are diverse voices. As I said before, it's something important to me to have like different ways of seeing business and running a business and what is success to them. So my idea is that different guests can bring their experiences and their point of views, and we can have open our point of view, because when we listen different versions, it's like, okay, this is possible. And maybe before I was not even aware of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I have already edited a few episodes, so I can say that, you know, I think it's going to be great and people definitely should listen to what's coming.
Thank
you. Do you want to also share a bit like who the podcast is for?
Sure. So I think that it's for people who love podcasts and they are interested in deep conversations and going to learn a bit more, not just what is out there, but learn a bit more about the truth behind what we see maybe in social media and all that, and how we can learn from other people's journeys. Also, people that they might be aware of how important it is storytelling in their business, but maybe they are not certain about how to apply. So this could be also a way to get some inspiration and some motivation around how to incorporate your own story into your own business as well. And yeah, especially people that are thinking of refreshing their messaging. This can be, yeah, we hope that this is inspiring to them and they can think again about how they are doing this and what things to consider and learning from other people's experiences.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely agree. It's always so inspiring to hear other people's stories. And sometimes that just gives you ideas of how you can do things for yourself, right? So, yeah. And then do you have a plan for the podcast going forward? I mean, I kind of already know, but maybe you can tell the listeners.
Yes, sure. So the idea at this moment that we are recording this is to go with one episode every 2 weeks. It's going to be video and audio format, so people will have the option to listen in every podcast platform, but also going to YouTube. And in my website, there will be the transcription, so they have also the option to read it if they want to. So that's the idea. The plan is every 2 weeks have an episode.
Okay, so yeah, we have the three episodes that are available now, and then the next one will be coming in 2 weeks, right? So is there anything else you wanted to add?
Yeah, so I would like to ask the listener for a little favor, that when they listen to some of these episodes, if they can share with me their feedback. I would love to know their thoughts on the podcast and the format, and if they have a question that they might think could be interesting to add to the question that they asked to the guest, and also if they have some suggestion of people that I might try to get into the show. So they can just tag me on social media. I am Remy Mancera everywhere, or send me an email to podcast@rememancera.com.
And I will be sure to add those in the show notes and in the description of the episode so people can easily find that.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I want to thank Rianne for leading this conversation. I am so grateful to have her as my podcast manager. Really appreciate her support in the exciting and challenging process of launching this podcast. You'll find her links in the show notes of this episode. And thank you, listener, for tuning in to Who Cares About My Story, the podcast on how sharing your personal brand story can impact your business. I can't wait for you to meet the amazing guests and discover all they have to share. Until then, remember, your story is relevant and worth telling.